Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 23rd of the blessed month of Ramadan, and our topic is making dua at iftar, or making supplication at the time of breaking one's fast. My dear brothers and sisters, how great is the act of fasting, and how great is Allah's reward for it? A reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept hidden due to its greatness. Abu Huraira radiallahu an, he narrated that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah said subhanahu wa ta'ala, كُلُّ عَمَلِ إِبْنِ آدَمْ لَهُ إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجَزِي بِهِ. All the deeds of the son of Adam are for them, except fasting, which is for me, and I will give the reward for it. This hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. Nonetheless, my dear brothers and sisters, we have been given some idea of the reward given from some hadith, and one of them is that for every day of fasting, he gives us a supplication at iftar, at the breaking of one's fast, that will be answered. Furthermore, my dear brothers and sisters, this is not specific to only Ramadan. Rather, it is for anyone who fasted, whether the fast was obligatory or voluntary. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, he said, I heard Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, إِنَّ لِلصَّائِمِ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ لَدَعْوَةً مَا تُرَدْ. The fasting person has a dua, a supplication at the time of iftar that will be answered, or a supplication that is not turned back. And this hadith is found in the Sunan of Ibn Majah and has been declared hasan by some of the ulama and da'if or weak by other ulama such as Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said, ثلاث دعوات لا ترد دعوة الوالد وَدَعْوَةُ الصَّائِمِ وَدَعْوَةُ الْمُسَافِرِ. Three supplications are not rejected: the supplication of the father or the parent, the supplication of the fasting person, and the supplication of the traveler. And this hadith has been declared as sahih by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah in As-Silsilatu As-Sahiha. And in the practical application of this sunnah, Abdullah ibn Amr would have his wife and children supplicate. And it was narrated that he would say at iftar, O Allah, I ask you with your mercy that extends over everything to forgive me. It was also narrated, my dear brothers and sisters, that Abdullah ibn Umar said, it has been said that every Muslim has an answered dua at the time of iftar. Either it is hastened for him in this world or kept for his hereafter. And it was also reported that Ibn Umar radiallahu an would say at the time of iftar, O most forgiving, forgive me. So here, my dear brothers and sisters, we see how much the companions would pay attention to supplicating for mercy and forgiveness. And that may be, my dear brothers and sisters, due to their knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees or ransoms or saves Muslims every day of fasting from the hellfire. As Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِنْدَ كُلِّ فِطْرٍ وَتَقَاءٍ وَذَٰلِكَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ. At every breaking of the fast, Allah has people whom He frees from the fire, and that happens every night. This hadith is found in the Sunan of Ibn Majah and others, and has been declared as Hasan Sahih by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah. My dear brothers and sisters, the companions wanted to be from those who were saved and freed from the fire. And we should desire the same thing, my dear brothers and sisters. So we too should treat it as an opportunity that no fasting Muslim should miss. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, we leave you with the saying of Allah,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you shall be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.